Hey everyone, welcome to the Period Party. I'm Nicole.
Hi everybody, I'm Nat.
And on this episode, we're talking to Damien and Heather Dupe about reversing Hashimoto's. They are diagnostic and functional nutritionists and the co-founders of E3 Energy Evolved, a thyroid, adrenal, and metabolic restoration system, helping women and men create their best natural wellness and metabolism. They discovered this healing system during their battle to successfully beat Heather's advanced Hashimoto's thyroiditis, chronic fatigue syndrome, and autoimmune disease, drug-free through nutrition and lifestyle. Welcome to the show, Heather and Damien.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're excited to be here, guys.
We're so excited to have you. Yes. So much.
We're excited about this topic because I think there are so many people, I guess, aware or being made aware of the fact that they may have Hashimoto's. And, you know, in the past, it was something that you were prescribed medication for that you were told that you're going to be on for the rest of your life. And obviously, for many, that doesn't need to be the case. So, you know, you guys were able to beat Heather's advanced Hashimoto's thyroiditis and chronic fatigue and autoimmune disease, drug-free, all through diet, lifestyle, nutrition, and all of that. And, you know, I'd love to hear a little bit more about, you know, your journey with that and how that came about.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see, 2004, let's take it back. Damien and I actually had a long history where we were always both passionate about nutrition and the human body and fitness and athletics and all of these things. And so even way before we met, we were kind of both doing that in our lives and focusing on that early on from about 17 years old and really growing in our education and experiences around those areas. Get to about, you know, 6 months after our wedding in our early 30s, I had done some athletic competition and then kind of let that go while we were working on our wedding in the New York area, and ended up being a really stressful time for us. And all of a sudden, you know, I didn't really feel like going to work out anymore, something that was never a problem for me, because if your listeners know what a pitta is ayurvedically, I'm definitely a pitta, both of us are, so there's a lot of fire in this space. So, you know, I was really passionate about training and movement and just being connected to my body through movement. So it was really odd to me that all of a sudden I really didn't feel motivated to go train or exercise. And going a little bit further, all of a sudden then I was getting strange rashes. My energy was low. I wasn't really, you know, interested in being intimate with my husband, and we're like 6 months married, and it just wasn't myself. I was getting brain fog, and it kind of just progressed and progressed. We had gone through up until that point some pretty intense things in our life. We got married, and then within the 6 month period, it was like we got word that his dad had stage 4 cancer. We lost him within months as soon as we got back from the honeymoon. I was going through a company buyout where I was working at a really intense marketing agency job for 6 months. We had just a number of things going on, IRS audit. It was like everything the universe kind of culminated together and threw all these things at us when my body kind of started to go awry. And we really didn't know the stress was kind of this defining factor at that time. But I went to doctors for almost a period of 2 years, just trying to get answers. And they focused a lot, of course, on the symptoms, you know, through steroids at it, through, you know, derm creams at it, you know, try this for your rash, you just have allergies. Finally got to labs, was told, you know, there's nothing wrong with your thyroid. Everything's in normal range.
Yeah.
You know, but at that point, literally my body was screaming on the outside. My eyes were swelled shut. I had eczema all over my eyes. I had eczema all over my neck. I was literally hiding behind glasses trying to go into the office, completely embarrassed about how I looked. And it just really hit a place of rock bottom. And I looked at my husband and said, I did not know what was wrong with me, but I was in touch with my body enough to know as an athlete that I couldn't, the stress was an issue. I didn't know why. I didn't know what I had. I didn't know what label to put on it. But I knew that every time I went into my intense ad agency job, my body would just like fire up. Like all my symptoms would go screaming. And so the way my body was talking back to me, I knew it had to stop. And I made a really courageous decision at that point that I couldn't allow my life to be threatened and continue to go on the way these symptoms were speeding up. You know, I was exhausted. I was crashing on the couch. I had nothing left in me. And just felt like a shell of what I used to be. And so I told him I needed to leave my job and make working on my health and figuring out what was going wrong with me at that point in my life my number one job until it was resolved. And so I resigned my position, walked away from a great salary, left disability, left health insurance, didn't fight for anything, just said, I'm just going to go work on this. And long story short, at that point, the universe started to bring me the pieces that made sense. And we started to figure out that what I was in was full-blown chronic fatigue and autoimmune disease and Hashimoto's thyroiditis, amongst some other things. I was actually testing positive partially for lupus by that point, and had pancreatic toxicity and full-blown candida. And flew around the country, tried to get, you know, piece it together from different people, started to get a little bit better, and then decided to go back to school to study functional nutrition to finish it off. Because we just decided, you know what, we need to get this done. And spent about a year and a half of my healing, was able to reverse it naturally and return to competing within about a little over a 2-year period. And did that all naturally, just predominantly through nutrition, supplements, lifestyle change, mindset change, spiritual change, and just really revamping what our focus was. And at that point, it became apparent to us that we had to go out and share this opportunity with other people and let them know that they were getting a lot of misinformation. You know, that a lot of people, as you guys know, are being told they have to live with this. They have to have, you know, Hashimoto's or thyroid disease. They have to have their thyroid radiated. They have to have it taken out, all these things. And, or they have to be on thyroid medications. And none of those things were the journey that we took out of this. And so we just wanted people to know that that opportunity was there. And so fast forward, and we're, you know, kind of living this mission together today and doing work in the area of diagnostic nutrition to help others free themselves from this really elusive condition.
Wow. That is quite a journey. And I assume what all of this means is that you feel that it is possible for most people to reverse a condition like Hashimoto's or chronic fatigue syndrome or other imbalances that are related to something like this naturally.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Yes,
without a doubt. We're really passionate about that.
We
really
see it every day.
What, yeah. Part of, for us, you know, the decisions that we make, we talk about this a lot too, you know, it was really the way we looked at things and our mindset that was the pivotal piece that allowed us to free ourselves from that kind of prison of a situation with my health. My undergrad is actually in psychology. And so my mindset, which I apply in athletics and all these things and the experience that we'd had mentoring with some top level coaches in athletics and doing work in nutrition in the area of sports nutrition and body transformation before my illness really kept the light bulbs going off for us. When I was going to practitioners and doctors and then moved to the natural practitioners, we were kind of going that whole time, well, wait, you know, we use these kinds of practices over in athletics to get the best out of the body nutritionally. Why are they not being applied over here? So we would kind of, you know, take the pieces of things along the way that really fit and worked and leave the things that weren't working and just kept adding into the process to really mold a way that optimally got me out of that situation. But it was really, I'm very thankful that the way it worked out is the 15 years before my Hashimoto's, we'd had this whole breadth of experience and mentoring and education that allowed us when, you know, the bottom dropped out to be like, there's more here than is being tapped, you know, for people. And, you know, when you see the body and you experience your body change and you live that like a petri dish as a really high level athlete, you know that it's possible to change. So why can't we take those best practices and flip them into healing? And that's essentially what we did. So it was really the mindset that we had and the belief that we had in possibility for the human body that we just simply expected more than the doctors did and the practitioners did. And I kind of chuckle. I don't want to minimize that, but that's, if you know, I'm sure you guys know, you speak with so many amazing experts. Anyone that does work in athletics, the mindset that they have is, you know, kind of usually blows the doors off a possibility. They're thinking much bigger and shooting much higher. And so we never doubted that it was possible. We were just going to you know, we just didn't know how long it was going to take us to figure out how.
I love that. So then, you know, with that in mind, obviously you would agree that then there's a big gap between, you know, what you would advocate for and what a lot of medical experts would advocate for. And, you know, I guess a lot of people lose faith because they're like, well, my doctor's saying one thing and you're saying another. And you know, what do you say to that?
Well, you know, the medical system, the way it's designed is they're taught to put a label on something, right? And with that label, then they're taught, well, if you have this label, then we're going to prescribe this drug. Or, you know, they just kind of like live in a box, in a sense. But the problem is that, you know, you focus a lot on menstrual issues, right? Which are very similar to symptoms to thyroid issues, you know?
Yeah.
And what you have to look at is you have to look at the body as a whole, right? So if you're diagnosed with PMS, well, here, take this supplement or this medication, right? But well, hey, well, maybe it's an adrenal issue, or maybe it's a thyroid issue, or maybe it's something deeper. Maybe it's just that, you know, you're deficient in certain nutrients that are causing this outburst, you know? So they just look at it really, just very single focused, you know, on symptoms rather than the being as a whole, you know? And that's really what you have to look at.
And I think we have to acknowledge the inner doctor, right? You know, as far back as I can remember, when I was playing sports as a young athlete, I can remember some of the times I would first get injured. My stepfather had athletic training in his background, although it wasn't what he did professionally. And he just raised me to be a little bit of a pit bull. Like, I don't know what to call it other than that, and how I thought. Like, he was always like, you're in your body. If you get injured, don't let anyone touch you. Like, go through these mental checkpoints, tune your brain into your body, go down the body chain. Like, so he was teaching me from a young age things that I didn't even know the concepts of, essentially kinetic chain in the human body, that we learned much later on when we went to study exercise physiology in our work in athletics and in our profession. And so just that kind of mindset and having that really drilled into your head from a young age of essentially, there's no one outside of you that knows better. I don't care how many credentials they have. I don't care how many years they've been to school. That's the way he taught me to think. It's like, you're responsible at the end of the day for your outcomes, period. End of story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whenever I would go into any relationship with a doctor or practitioner or anyone like that, I'm still looking at myself as the one responsible for the ownership of the outcomes. Does that make sense? Right?
Oh, yeah, totally. I was just thinking that we, you know, Nat and I work with, obviously, with so many women. I know you guys do as well. And that's the one thing that continues to come up, is that they think that they don't have autonomy, or they don't feel like they have autonomy over their bodies, and that someone else is going to fix whatever is going on. And it's an ingrained kind of mentality, I think, in our society. And I don't know. I feel like conventional medicine, they deserve a medal for the way they've
But the amount of women that also do come to, and I'm sure we all experience this, come to you and expect you to fix it, and then are really disappointed because they're, you know, basically being told that they actually have to do some work. It's a mind shift change, right? And I mean, there are, for the most part, the majority of people are really willing to do that. But I still have people that walk out of my clinic unhappy because I can't do the work for them.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a great point. And like, and even when Damien's working with our clients in diagnostic nutrition, it's still an exploration, right? Like, we're the guide, but you're the voice for what's going on in your body. You're the voice for your inner doctor. It's an exploration. It's a co-creative process.
Two-way conversation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You have to be listening to the body and listening to what it's saying. But there's so many layers in this conversation, because I will tell you, thyroid disease has so much to do with the chakra, speaking up, using your voice, speaking your truth. And there were so many layers that even like, I'm still learning, like we're still learning. That's the beauty of dis-ease, right? It's an opportunity to step into a deeper experience of ourselves mentally, physically, spiritually. And just that opportunity, if you're struggling with this, we'd love to encourage your listeners, like just take that first step, right? When you're working with your practitioners, be the voice for your body. Don't have fear about that. Speak up, speak your truth. It's your responsibility to unburden your body and share what's coming up for you internally, right? And it's everything, really.
A lot of people are very scared, though. I have that feedback all the time when I say, you know, let's work out a plan. Let's give you some questions that you need to ask your doctor so that you can get the answers that you need. And people will say often, oh, I'm not comfortable. I'm not going to challenge my doctor. And I'll say, it's not about challenging. It's about getting the answers that you need. Nobody is actually 100% right here. No one has 100% of the answers. And it's about finding your way, not their way. And you, like you said, you don't fit into a box. All of us are different, and encouraging people to find and go along in their journey. But I think it is really important. I think, like you said, it's a co-created situation. And I always say to patients, I might email and they might say, I don't know, I feel amazing, thank you so much. And you're like, no, you did the work. I just showed you how, you know, it's not, I didn't do it, you did. So I think that taking that responsibility, there's a lot to be said about that. And that's when true healing starts to begin, is when we take ownership and responsibility for our own body.
Yeah, you know, and to that point, what I would recommend is that if you do feel awkward talking to your doctor and asking questions and so on, or he or she makes you feel awkward, then
it's probably
find another practitioner.
Yeah. Oh yeah, move on.
I welcome questions. I'll spend two hours on a call with our clients.
Bring
because
it.
I want to address your questions, because the more questions you bring, the more insight that gives me. Yeah, as a practitioner, you know?
Totally. Totally. So,
yeah.
We're completely opposite to conventional medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing is, our human life is our responsibility. It is end all be all, the greatest gift you will ever be given. And until the day we acknowledge that, and as a decision decide, it is my responsibility. It is no one else's responsibility. That doctor doesn't live with your consequences. They don't live with your outcomes if you don't speak up. So why would we choose to you know, kind of snail up and shell up and not speak our truth and trade that off?
I think a lot of it is just what we're taught, right? I mean, my parents come from a generation where they grew up in the 40s and 50s, where you go to your doctor for something and your doctor's advisement is the gospel, you know?
Totally.
Your doctor knows what's wrong with you. The problem is, there's so many more diseases today than there were 50, 60 years ago, right? 70 years ago.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, I mean, we have to look at what's causing that. Well, it's our lifestyle. It's our stress. It's our poor food quality. It's our environment. All these different things. That all have to be taken into consideration and are just being overlooked by the medical system, you know? And again, it all goes back to, they try to put a label on something so that they can prescribe something for it, you know? And if your symptoms go away, well, then they fixed you. And if other symptoms arise, well, that's from something else. So let's do something to cover up those symptoms, you know? But all symptoms are is your body screaming out for help, you know? And you just need to figure out what your body is asking. And that does, you know, it takes a lot of investigative work, you know, and really, as I mentioned earlier, kind of thinking outside of that box, you know, because if you're just pigeonholed into one thought, in the human body is constantly changing. Cells are constantly dying off and rebuilding and regenerating and so on and so forth. You know, you have to look at your healing journey that way as well.
For sure. So you guys work on helping women to obviously restore their endocrine system function, amongst other things. But do you feel that endocrine imbalances are the cause of typical women's health issues, menstrual cycle irregularities, PMS, all of those kinds of things?
Yeah, I do. I think that's really where it kind of where it starts. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the adrenal glands, they're really the hub of everything, you know, and when your adrenals are compromised, it's gonna kind of spin off into all different areas of the body, from bone turnover to hormone balance and regulation to your gut, your ability of your mucosal barrier to be functioning, to your liver being able to detoxify and so on and so forth, right? So I think that everything really does stem from the adrenals, and then it just kind of like starts to kind of split off into other areas. So if you can kind of get a grasp on your stress and your adrenal function,
stress
you can,
is the
you can
beast.
Open up that window to start restoring other things.
Yeah. Stress you know? Is the beast.
Stress always the beast, isn't it? And it's so much more than what we think it is. Every time, you know, we might say to a patient or a client, you know, how stressed are you? And they're like, oh, no, I, you know, cope pretty well. But they're not thinking about stress being poor quality food or a bad environment or a dirty home or, I don't know, breathing in, I don't know, pollutants in the air or not digesting properly. Like, it's so many layers.
Or toxic thoughts or what we see on social media every day with all the negativity that goes on.
Like, you know,
products they put on their bodies. But even further than that still, like, one of the things why Damie and I work together and we will not split up and we're resolute about that is when we're sitting listening to one of our patients, he's looking at that patient from the clinical nutrition side and, you know, kind of the sciencey side. I'm on the right side of the brain and I'm looking at more from the psychophysiological side and I'm listening to that client because words will tell you so much the way like their story, their body story, the way they're seeing things. People are not even talking yet about, like, when you go in a doctor's office or a natural practitioner's office, they're not talking about mental stress, which actually research shows is more important. How we perceive the actual event is more important than the stress of the actual event, right, physically itself. And so, like, there's just all these things, and as life is speeding up, we're getting this perfect storm of, we have all these conveniences and we think it's all great, and yet all this information is coming at us at 200 miles an hour and we're further getting disconnected from ourselves physically and spiritually, and we're not taking time to be or be connected, you know, disconnected to be connected, right? Be truly connected to ourselves. And it's just kind of this perfect storm of all these things happening. And we're just losing that connection with the human body along the way.
Mm. So, I mean, well, I would love to talk about this all day, but we probably need to give our listeners some solutions. In your opinion, what are some of those things that you teach, or what are the, I guess, some of the most profound things that you would want to share with our listeners to help them move forward in helping to, you know, normalize not only their menstrual cycles, but just, I guess, the symptoms in general?
I would say, you know, the way we approach things is we're talking about energy in the human body. We look at it and classify it in E3 energy evolved essentially as our system. We look at the energy in and their energy out, and then also their energy environment, like you were kind of mentioning. There's so many layers and those are all super important, but we always go after energy in first. And why is that? Is because when a body is out of balance and they're significantly off of center, if we're going to change their outcomes, we have to go after what we're putting into the body before we go after what we're going, you know, what's going out of the body energetically or what's around that bioorganism, right? So we usually classify it by 80% energy in, you know, 20% energy out, 10% energy environment is really the importance.
110%.
Sorry. That's, I told you before,
that's
I was
okay.
Right brain, Damien's left brain. That's why the science said, you just said math is hard.
You guys are so funny.
But now you see why he's in the science department and I'm in the psychology department.
Stress and all these things that are depleting us are doing just that. They're depleting us. So if we can add in the nutrients your body is craving first, we can kind of start to make you feel better, you know, because at the end of the day, if you're not feeling better, then your mind is never going to make that shift, because you're always going to feel like you're never getting better. You're not getting anywhere. Right. So if you can get some traction with how you feel, then we can open up that window to start focusing on these other areas, the mindset, the nervous system, detoxification, so on and so forth.
Here's the conundrum with that, though, you guys. Like, I mean, I'm sure you probably have similar philosophies in some ways, too, is for your listeners, in terms of tips, when you're talking about nutrition, obviously, like, we're not looking at someone's labs. We are huge proponents of individualized nutrition, meaning, you know, you may have Hashimoto's and I may have had Hashimoto's, but how your body got here is your lifespan, and how my body got here is my lifespan. So the path out is going to be somewhat unique to all of us, right? In order to untangle that web. And so we're really big proponents of people working from a lab-based perspective so that you can get a much more targeted approach of what are your nutrient deficiencies, what are your specific imbalances to correct those, and having a practitioner guide you through that process. Because generally, you know, and I'm sure some of your listeners have heard these things before, you can do the elimination things like removing gluten, removing dairy, removing soy, removing pesticides, et cetera, sugar, alcohol, what have you. But, you know, even we find people come to us, they've tried autoimmune paleo, they've tried all these things, and they're still not getting traction. And the reality is there's going to be some people where the walk is a little tougher, and you got to take it a little higher, and taking it a little higher means doing labs so that you can get targeted and do individualized food protocols that allow your body to really receive what it's missing. And to be honest, the way it moves when you do that, it's worth it. It will move so much faster than kind of it. Nothing drives me crazier for people than watching women spinning and spinning and spinning with this disease for years, and not just choosing to get into the Porsche and get done. You know what I mean? Like, just get it done. Like, get there faster.
It's definitely hard though, isn't it? Like, you've got to, it's almost like you as a facilitator has to find that little in. And when you can find that little in, it's almost like that glimmer of hope, and you can start to pry things open. And then once you get someone off and running, you know, it's yeah. good, you know, and they know that they're on the right track, but it's right. finding that right in. And that's why people need to seek out professionals like you guys, is to find that, because often we can't find that ourselves.
Absolutely. It's not easy. I mean, and thank God for the internet, because I can tell you when this happened to us, there was no social media. There were no people out here doing this kind of thing. I was, you know, I'd come home from work and I was exhausted and on the couch, and there was internet. We're not taking it that far back, but you know, I couldn't find anything. I
mean, there was You're not a dinosaur. There was no That's thing. Good to know. Well, it's been really lovely to chat with you guys. Perhaps before we let you go, where can our listeners learn more about the E3 Energy Evolve system and, you know,
Oh, wow. We could talk for 10 more half hours.
I know.
No kidding. I know.
So if they want, actually, we have a guide that kind of goes deeper into our E3 Energy Evolve system in terms of those levels that we didn't really get to touch on, what they could do for energy out, energy environment. Has some cool recipes in there that we use for thyroid and metabolism restoration. So they can find that at e3energyevolve.com/guide, and they can just download it right there. That's of interest. So.
Perfect. Well, both of you, Damien, Heather, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. Obviously, we're out of time and we could have talked to you for so much more, but we'd encourage all of our listeners to head on over and check out what you guys do. I think there's something there, not just for those that have diagnosed Hashimoto's, but something for everybody. For everybody that's listening, please join us again next week for more Girl Talk Gone Menstrual. And of course, in the meantime, your hormones are going to want more of this information, so you need to check out our previous Period Party episodes. And don't be shy. We love ratings. So take 3 seconds to rate the podcast so that we can keep doing more of this. I'm going to say bye to everybody. See you, Nicole, next time. Thanks, Heather and Damien, and have a great week.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.